uterine cancer. Uterine cancer is a multifactorial disease and has most often occurred throughout family histories. If you have a third degree relative, which would include cousins with traces of uterine cancer, then you would have at least a 14% chance of also having it. Second degree, which includes grandmas, aunts, and nieces, goes up to a 25% chance. And if your mother, daughter, or sister has it, you now have a 50% chance of also having it. About 52,630 women a year get uterine cancer. What happens to the body is normal cells in the uterus begin to grow and change uncontrollably, forming a tumor. When this occurs, a woman might start to have abnormal vaginal bleeding or discharge and experience pelvic pain and pressure. Uterine cancer is confirmed in a number of ways. These include pelvic exams of the cervix, ultrasounds, and biopsies to test if the tumors are malignant. Once cancer is determined, the patient will go through chemotherapy and possibly get the existing tumors surgically removed. The survival rate ranges from 90 to 15% depending on the stage of cancer that it is. If you know that uterine cancer runs in your family, it is a good idea to stay away from smoking. Some other factors that have been proven to heighten the chances of cancer are the use of oral contraceptives and having bad nutrition habits. It is always important to make sure you get the proper nutrition daily. Making sure you fit in all the food groups will help avoid becoming unhealthy and will build up your immune system. The increased risk of uterine cancer with birth control pills is due to the higher susceptibility to HPV. The heightened dose of hormones can interfere with the control of infections such as HPV and can sometimes make the cervix more prone to growing tumors. Uterine cancer typically occurs in women older than in their 20s, so if you don't have any signs or symptoms before the recommended age of getting a pap smear, then it is not needed. Of course, once the age of 21 is reached, it is advised that all women get a yearly exam.